Hello, priatelia. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host, Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is season 6 and episode 12. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 12. In today's episode, I'm talking about the Vihorlat primeval forest in eastern Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you are going to learn 10 Slovak idioms. You will also learn how to say, I'm very hungry, in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find my short story about the enchanting old forest Vihorlat. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to. Halo a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here, and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at BoženasSlovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. In the last episode, I talked about two primeval forests, Badin and Dobroč, which are well known as the first reservation for the protection of primeval forests on the territory of Slovakia. Fun fact, did you know that there are 5 primeval forests in Slovakia that are included in UNESCO? They are all in the eastern part of the country. 4 of them are in Polonini National Park and 1 in the Vihorlat Protected Landscape Area. They are all super special and need extra protection. Why? Let me tell you in my own simple words. First, these old forests that we call pralesi have many old beech trees that differ from each other. These beech trees are very, very old, and over a long time they had to adapt to ever-changing conditions. We can find them growing in special groups, like islands, in the middle of other trees. So, pralesi have different kinds of beech trees depending on climate, rocks around them, and soil, and that's why they are valuable to researchers. Yes, they are super unique and very important for studying how beech trees have changed over time. Just imagine that pralesi are like a treasure chest for beech trees. They keep lots of different kinds of beech tree genes safe inside, just like an old library keeps old precious books safe. In addition to this, pralesi are like a huge home for lots and lots of animals, plants, and fungi that are centuries old. It's like a big science lab where scientists can learn about all sorts of living things. So yes, I think that pralesi are like a time machine. They show us an authentic image of the forest and untouched nature as it looked centuries ago. And that's why it is very important to take care of them and make sure they stay safe for a long, long time. All right, moving on. In one of my previous episodes, I told you that I grew up in the Zemplín region in eastern Slovakia, and I told you a little bit about the Vihorlat Mountains, where I was talking about volcano Vihorlat, once a feared volcano, today extinct. As a child, I was quite fascinated with this majestic hill. I could see it from downtown of my hometown or on my way to our grandparents' house. I always told myself that one day I would hike all the way to the top of it. When I was a teenager, that one day finally came, and I went on to conquer Vihorlat. And right there, at the foot of the rock gates and near the ridge, I found a mysterious, enchanting beech forest. I instantly knew that this was what my older hiker friends were describing as a beautiful old forest or pralesť in Slovak. If I close my eyes, even today, I can see the greenery of fern and moss, huge fallen trees lying crisscross, little sprouts of new little trees growing on all decaying tree trunks. I can see all those trees, old trees growing together with young trees, birds chirping high in the treetops that made nice cooling shade with their canopy. If I glanced up to see how tall those trees were, I felt like a tiny fairy among giants. Oh, and that fresh smell of forest mixing with a hint of sweetness of nearby white flowers, and very distinctive, not bad, smell of rotting wood. In addition to the undisturbed and happy birds, I also heard trickling water in the distance. It was so beautiful and enchanting, and it filled my heart with happiness. But let me tell you, it's not easy at all to walk through the forest. It's like an obstacle course. There are tree roots, fallen trunks, sliding ground and stones everywhere. At first glance, it seems as if no one cares about this forest and neglects it by not taking care of fallen trees or dirt slides. But that is precisely the magic of an old primeval forest. It was preserved in its unique way without the intervention of humans, usually in places that, due to the difficult terrain, people avoided and did not even intend to settle there. Thus, it offers an authentic image of the forest and untouched nature as it looked centuries ago. So, that was my first personal experience with an old, ancient, or primeval forest. And yes, today, I want to tell you more about it. It's called the Vihorlat Prales or Vihorlat Primeval Forest. Vihorlatský prales is located in the east of Slovakia in the Vihorlat mountain range. It actually starts on Vihorlat Hill, that is 1,075.5 meter above sea level, and continues along the ridge towards Motrogon Hill and Snínsky Kameň. From Snínsky Kameň, the territory continues eastward to Nežabec Hill, where it splits into two branches, one heading towards Veža and the other towards Fetkovo. The total area of Vihorlat Prales territory of worldwide importance is 2,160.5 hectares. Part of it lies in the military district of Valaškovce, and it is not accessible to the public. The rest of the territory is highly accessible through a network of educational and tourist trails. Fun fact 2. Did you know that the Vihorlat Primeval Forest is one of the most easily accessible primeval forests in Slovakia? The easy accessibility of the area is possible because cars are allowed to access the parking lot near Morské oko. Morské oko is the third largest natural lake in Slovakia, and it is the entry point. The entire location is one of the most impressive still lifes in Slovakia. It is a very popular destination for locals from Michalovce, Humenné, and Snina districts. I read that last year, Morské oko was visited by almost 65,000 people. I visited it many, many times too, and loved it there. Another educational trail that I hiked in the past through the Vihorlat Prales starts in Poruba pod Vihorlatom in the Michalovce district and ends at the Three Tabli Saddle. It is also very interesting. However, the most visited educational trail is Morské oko Tusninský kameň Tusninské rybníky. In the Vihorlat area, the beech forests grow on soils of volcanic origin with andesite bedrock and on nutrient-rich soils. As stated by the director of the Vihorlat Protected Landscape Area Administration, Zuzana Argalášová, the area is rich in natural peculiarities. This mountain range is a range of contrasts, interesting reserves with rare flora and fauna, lakes, rock formations, bogs, and many other natural features, she said, as quoted by the TASR Newswire. In the territory, there are many homogeneous beech trees of a forest-like nature with a mixture of mountain maple, ash, and mountain elm. Zuzana Argalášová added that during the mapping of primeval forests, the thickest circumference of the trunk was measured at 357 centimeters or 11.7 feet for the beech in the vicinity of Morské oko and 293 centimeters or 9.6 feet for the mountain maple. The forests also provide a home for animals of European importance like the alpine longhorn beetle, the gray wolf, the brown bear, the lynx, the fire salamander, and the Carpathian bluebug. The Vihorlat Forest was designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2007. That's awesome! Can you imagine to be included in the list next to the other important natural monuments such as Yellowstone National Park and the Grand Canyon in the USA? Or Kilimanjaro in Africa. Now, let's get to our Slovak lesson. Today you are going to learn 10 Slovak idioms that mention various animals living in Slovak forests. Later, you can listen to my story about enchanting Vihorlat Prales. Let's start with the Slovak idioms. Tak poďme na to. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number 1. Byť hladný ako vlk, meaning to be hungry as a wolf. Yes, it is referring to somebody very, very hungry. Zopakujte. Repeat. Byť hladný ako vlk. One more time. Zopakujte. Repeat. Byť hladný ako vlk. Number 2. Byť prefíkaný ako liška, meaning to be sly as a fox, referring to someone very cunning or clever. Zopakujte. Repeat. Byť prefíkaný ako liška. One more time. Byť prefíkaný ako líška. Number 3. Ako medveď na bicykli, meaning like a bear on a bicycle. It's referring to something completely out of place or absurd. Repeat. Ako medveď na bicykli. One more time. Ako medveď na bicykli. Number 4. Byť múdry ako sova, meaning to be smart like an owl. It's referring to someone very smart or clever. Repeat. Byť múdry ako sova. One more time. Byť múdry ako sova. Number 5. Byť zákerný ako zmia, meaning to be devious as a snake. It's referring to someone cunning or treacherous. Repeat. Byť zákerný ako zmia. One more time. Byť zákerný ako zmia. Number 6. Byť mokrý ako myš, meaning to be wet as a mouse. It's referring to someone soaked or very wet. Repeat. Byť mokrý ako myš. One more time. Byť mokrý ako myš. Number 7. Byť pracovitý ako včela, meaning to be hardworking or industrious as a bee. It's referring to someone very hardworking. Repeat. Byť pracovitý ako včela. One more time. Byť pracovitý ako včela. Number 8. Byť slabý ako mucha, meaning to be weak as a fly. It's referring to someone physically or emotionally fragile. Repeat. Byť slabý ako mucha. One more time. Byť slabý ako mucha. Number 9. Byť prelietavý ako motýl, meaning to be like a fluttering butterfly. It refers to someone who is fickle, especially in a personal relationship, or is easily distracted and often changes his mind. Repeat. Byť prelietavý ako motýl. One more time. Byť prelietavý ako motýl. Number 10. Byť ako ryba na suchu, meaning to be like a fish on dry land. It's referring to someone who feels uncomfortable or out of place. Repeat. Byť ako ryba na suchu. One more time. Byť ako ryba na suchu. And number 11, the phrase for today. Som veľmi hladný. That's for all males. And for all females, som veľmi hladná, meaning I am very hungry. Repeat. Som veľmi hladný. And for females, repeat, som veľmi hladná. Now, you can say this also by using an idiom. Som hladný ako vlk for all males and som hladná ako vlk for all females. Repeat, som hladný ako vlk. And for females, repeat, som hladná ako vlk. All right, next is my short story about the enchanting old forest Vihorlat. Počúvajte. Čarovný prales Vihorlat. Niekde vo svete je svetadiel Európa. Niekde v tej Európe je krajina Slovensko. A v tej krajine, Na jej východnom bode leží prastarý les Vihorlat. Legenda hovorí, že stromy si tu šepkajú tajomstvá staršie ako samotný čas a vzduch ožíva mágiou, ktorá tancuje medzi listami. Ak by ste si trúfli do pralesa Vihorlat, privíta vás symfónia farieb. Vysoké, majestátne stromy naťahujú svoje konáre smerom k oblohe, ich listy sfarbené v odtieňoch smaragdu, zlata a rubínu. Slnečné svetlo preniká cez baldachín a vrhá strakaté tiene, ktoré tancujú po lesnej čistinke. Skutočné čaro Vihorlatu však spočíva v jeho obyvateľoch. Porastom poletujú nespätní škriatkovia, ktorí za sebou zanechávajú stopy trblietavého prachu. Múdre, staré sovy sedia na konároch obrastených machom. Ich oči žiaria starodávnymi vedomosťami. A ak budete mať kúsoček šťastia, možno zahliadnete nepolapiteľné lesné nymfy, ktorých smiech sa obyčajne ozýva medzi stromami ako cinkajúce zvončeky. Ak sa náhodou zatúlate hlbšie do lesa, naskytne sa vám možnosť naraziť na iné skryté poklady. Len ich treba nájsť. Ako? Všimnite si napríklad kryštáľovo čisté potoky, ktoré veselo zurčia po hladkých kameňoch. Ich vody sa hemžia hravými rybkami a farebnými leknami. A tam, v srdci Vihorlatu, leží trblietavé jazero, také čisté a jasné, že ako zrkadlo odráža hviezdy hore nad sebou v perfektnom obraze. Ale dávajte pozor, lebo Vihorlat nie je bez nebezpečenstva. Hlboko v tieni číhajú stvorenia, ktorých mená šepkajú tichými tónmi aj tí najodvážnejší z dobrodruhov. No, napriek tomu nebezpečenstvu, ani oni nemôžu poprieť pôvab tohto čarovného lesa, pretože v jeho hĺbkach sa skrývajú nespočetné tajomstvá, ktoré čakajú na svoje odhalenie. Ak sa teda niekedy ocitnete na potulkách týmto pralesom a narazíte na tajúplnú cestu, choďte po nej s otvoreným srdcom a zvedavým duchom. Ale buďte opatrní, lebo kto vie, aké zázraky na vás čakajú v starobilom a fascinujúcom pralese Vihorlat. Alright, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenaslovaks. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you and until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.